You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Christy Landwehr, and you are listening to this special monthly episode of the NRHA of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for this Thursday, December 11th. Good morning, horse world! Today on the show, we are calling it Spin to Win 2025 NRHA Futuria Champions because we're literally just coming off the show. It ended just a few days ago. So in this National Reining Horse Association episode, we are going to step into the heart of reining's biggest stage. We're taking a deep dive into the runs, the riders, and the bloodlines that defined the 2025 NRHA Futurity. Ride along as we spotlight two Futurity champions, unpacking their preparation, training philosophy, standout moments in the pen, and the stories that powered their climb to the top. Get an inside look at what it truly takes to shine in one of the most competitive arenas in the sport of reining. Saddle up. This is where champions are made.
It's the second Thursday of the month. That means it's time to slide in to the National Reining Horse Association episode of Horses in the Morning.
So today, Sam, who is my normal co-host, is on an airplane to Mexico doing some NRHA work there. And so today, Ashley, who's normally my producer and behind the scenes of Horses in the Morning, gets to share a little bit of co-hosting with me. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Christy. I'm so happy to be on the airwaves with you.
This is fun. It's fun to go out in front sometimes, not always behind, huh?
It is. You know, although I love just secretly learning and being a part of all these interviews, like everybody you have on the show, in my mind, they're my besties.
Well, I love it. And we once again have some internationals today, which is pretty fantastic, who rose to the top at our Futurity.
Oh my gosh. So tell me more about the Futurity. How was it? Where was it? Everything. Give me the scoop.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So it was held in the new Oceaneer Coliseum, which is at the OKC Fair Park in Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's it right. That's right.
Yeah, it's our second show there because we had our derby there in June and we were the first actual show in the pen, which is pretty awesome. And now this was the second show. And unlike the first time where there was lightning strike on the roof and all kinds of craziness.
Oh, gosh.
And the escalators intermittently worked and elevators intermittently worked, this time everything worked.
Yay!
So it was pretty fantastic. Yes. And we had just three-year-olds there. We went ahead and pivoted with the equine herpes virus, and we decided just to have the three-year-olds there just for some biosecurity measurements. So our North American affiliate championships will take place at a later date to be determined. We also did the sale online as well as in person. So all the videos were online because the sale horses were also not there. But the sale went great. That sale is sponsored by Markel. We really appreciate that. And it was a fantastic event. I'm not going to lie. It was, I think, a little bit calmer for the trainers to only have the three-year-olds there and not be working with quite so many horses and non-pros like they normally do. I think they actually got to go to dinner and not have to work horses at 2 a.m.
What a concept, enjoying a competition. This is so weird.
Yes. So that was pretty special. And then the next thing for us on the horizon is we're having a leadership gathering. It's going to take place at the Embassy Suites in Denton, Texas. And what's so unique about this is kind of our annual meeting as an association where we have our members come together to learn and refresh and guide us on things that they like and want to see changed. So there's advisory committee meetings. There's, of course, going to be our AGM, which is our annual general membership meeting. There's going to be a judge application seminar in school for anybody that's ever interested in maybe becoming a reigning judge. There's a show secretary seminar, so many things, show management and affiliate seminar, but it starts on Sunday, February 1st in 2026, and it goes until Thursday the 5th. Anybody is invited to find out more about NRHA, whether you're a member or not, you can come and be a part of it. So you can just get on our website at nrha.com and find out more about that leadership gathering.
Well, and you know, Christmas is around the corner. And if any of you other moms like me are out there sick of buying everyone else gifts, go ahead and plan your trip in February to the leadership gathering. It's a win-win.
That's right. It definitely is. So some things to think about ahead of time. And we're really excited for that event. Our first guest on the show today is Gabriel Borges. Originally from Brazil, Gabriel relocated to the United States and immersed himself in reigning's top competitive circuits. Over time, he has built a reputation for his ability to bring along young horses and develop them into high-performing athletes, a passion proven by his newly minted million-dollar rider status in the NRHA. Gabriel's most recent success, which helped him cross that million-dollar achievement threshold, came at our just finished happening 2025 NRHA Futurity, where he tied for reserve champion aboard TR Get Her Done, a 2022 stallion by Inferno 66 out of Wizen for Checks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I just have to start, before we even dive into these questions, that photo of you with TR Get Her Done, when you got off and you literally bowed to your horse, like giving all the honor to your horse, that was an amazing photo. Amazing.
Thank you. Just expressing my gratitude to him, you know. He's my partner.
What is his barn name?
Venom.
Venom. Ooh, I love that. Venom.
Yeah, he has a cool name.
He does have a cool name. That's awesome. Well, and he's also beautiful. His coloring is beautiful, and he just looks so happy out there doing his job.
Yes, he's, you know, one of those horses that just enjoy his job. He really likes the spotlights. Every time, if I have a little issue outside, usually it's because I'm overthinking, you know. But every time I walk into the show pen, the issue is gone. You know, he takes care of me, and it's very fun to ride a horse like that.
I could only imagine. I want to ride a horse like that. One day. So you have just become one of NRHA's newest million-dollar riders, an achievement that most riders can only dream of. Congratulations. And tell us what it feels like to have this achievement so early on in your career.
This is one of my dreams, you know. I dreamed to be a million-dollar rider since I saw raining for the first time. And I worked so hard towards that goal. And, you know, it's to be able to reach that was pretty special to me.
It's fantastic. And you crossed this threshold, of course, at our Futurity that just ended aboard Venom. Tell us about this stallion, his owners, and how your three runs went during the event.
Venom, he came into my life pretty early on. Into his, you know, he was a 2-year-old. He was a yearling, becoming a 2-year-old. He was owned by Tony, which was a friend of mine from the beginning of my career. I got to know him when I came over to the States, and he was a groom at the time, and I rode a couple horses for him through the years, and he sent me Venom and said, hey, I think this one is pretty special. And Tony is that kind of guy that he likes to pick good prospects, but he doesn't like to stay with them, you know. He likes to have a new one every time. So When I find out that Venom was pretty special, I told him, hey, I think this one here should stay. You know, he should compete. He's so nice. And he's like, okay, find an owner for him. I'll wait to sell him. But so if you want to keep him in the barn so you can show him. So I call a friend of mine, Ricardo Gonzalez. And I say, hey, I have this horse for sale. He's really nice. I would love to have the opportunity to keep this horse through the show career. And he's like, okay, if you think it's nice, go ahead. So, you know, he has been, you know, pretty good since the beginning, you know, good minded. And I had a very good feeling with this horse since the first time I put the saddle on him. So smart, you know, he's those kind of individuals that he's curious about things, and then when he figure out, he just enjoys it. So that makes the journey fun. So I show him a couple times before the futurity, trying to figure out, you know, a few things. And he was 218 the first time I show him in Waco. He was a nice clean run. And then he was a 22 in Tulsa. And then I show him at the Congress with one-handed. And there he was a 218 again. And I never pushed him hard. So leading up to the futurity, I knew I have a solid horse. So I was in my mind trying to make a clean run twice and fixing my plus halves, you know, just trying to get my plus halves very solid. And then try to push him hard in the finals for some plus ones. And it happened exactly like this. 222 in the first goal and a 222 in the second goal. And 226 and a half in the finals. The fun part of this is that his scorecards were always the same.
So yes, I noticed that. And I'm not going to lie to you, Gabriel. I was so excited. I thought, well, look at the judges go, right? To be so consistent. And what a consistent horse rider combo. You guys were so consistent. It was amazing.
Thank you. I bet if I was a judge, I would want to see a horse like this. And I always try to give what the judges want to see. And Vienna was easy to do on him. You know, he's a Mr. Consistent, so...
Well, he did great. And, you know, just to give this a little bit of a shout out, you know, you were co-champions, of course, with Casey Deary, who was on Maverick Buzz the Tower. And then Casey won it on Bellissimo with a 231 and a half. What amazing scores for 3-year-old horses. What an amazing futurity and such a fabulous job being co-champion of this event. So incredibly proud of you both, you and your horse. So is there any particular routine, Gabriel, that you have prior to competing? Do you eat a particular meal? Do you take a nap? What do you do like with your horse? Like, is there anything in particular you did for Venom right before? What is your kind of secret sauce if you want to share?
Yes, actually I have a big preparation going on before I like to call missions, you know, like those shows, they are so long and they're awesome. But if we don't be careful, we get to the end a little bit, not as sharp as we start. So I have been playing with trying to figure out the best preparation for myself and for my horse. So I start every time 2 weeks before I go to a horse show. I try to be on the same schedule of the horse show. Like example, the futurity usually it's a big show and everybody wants to ride in the arena. So I try to become a 3 a.m. Routine. Mm. So I started at home already, so I don't have to change my routine there.
Smart.
So if I stay up at 3 a.m., so if I have to show at the end of the day, it's okay because I show at the end of my day starting at 3 a.m. If I have to show in the beginning of the day, I still be okay and be able to ride my other horses and be done by the end of that day also. And that's one thing that I do. And then also I have a diet. I do a fasting program. It's called 8-16. You know, I fast for 18 hours and I eat for 8 hours. And what that does is that your body start to think about eating, okay, more often. And then so your brain can be more focused on your goal and only about eating. So it's easier to redirect your brain to be focused and sometimes not lose track of things. Because to me, horses, you know, they're, you have to be very precise on your program with them, because they don't forget the next day. Sometimes we did something little the ride before, and then we don't remember the next ride, but they do. And then, so I try to be very focused in this diet that I do, the fasting diet. It gives me energy. It helps me get up anytime I want. I'm a heavy sleeper, so this fasting program has been helping me a lot to get up and not be tired. And it gives me a boost of energy and also keep me focused. And I'll do some meditation too.
Oh, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
These are great ideas, Gabriel, for any sport, you know, and reining is certainly a sport. All of our sports at this level, regardless of discipline and horseback riding, take the rider and the horse to both be athletes. So I love these ideas that you do. That's so, so good.
Yeah, to me, reining, it's a sport that is so complex, you know. Usually in every sport, we have, you know, coaches, we have a team, we have everything, and that takes care of us. And in reining, we do, but I caught myself doing everything. You know, sometimes we do too much, and then we don't focus. You know, being only like, okay, I have to be my horse's coach, and I have to be the pilot, and I try to be the best at it. And focus only on that, going to the show, it's something that helps a lot. And I have a mental coach also, you know, from Gil from Mental Athletics. He's in this journey with me. And he always, for big shows, he comes a week before, and we make plans, and we always try to make the best situation for the show. The best plan for the show. And we have been doing it for 3 years already, and it has been great.
It sounds like it's working fabulously and will work well into your future. You have such a long career ahead of you, and folks listening are going to want to watch and keep up with where you're at. So how can they follow you? Social media, website, what's the best?
I'm launching my website right now, but they can follow me on Facebook, Borges Reining Horses, or they can follow me in Instagram, Borges Reining Horses, and there I have all my information. They have my number there. Would love to talk to anybody that have any questions and love the sport and the horse just as much as I do.
Well, I so appreciate you being on the show, Gabriel. Is there any parting words that you want to give to our listeners before we go?
Yes. Parting words is...
Kind of an end. Like, anything in particular you'd like to share with anyone?
Yeah, yes. Yes, ma'am. I would like... I would love to give a little tip to everybody that loves horses. You know, to me, the biggest thing about communication with a horse is speaking their language, and the only language they speak is pressure and release. So if we are aware of that, I think it's a game changer. That's my little speech. Thank you.
That's a great tip, Gabriel. No, it's so good, and we so appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. I hope you guys have a great day.
I love how Gabriel pays so much attention to the fact that a rider is just as much of the athlete as the horse is, and that together the partnership makes it happen when you're both physically and mentally ready for the game.
I think it's just so beautiful on a international stage to honor your horse. I mean, it's just so poetic. And I think we can all, you know, do better, given an extra carrot, extra pat, whatever, when our horses run so hard for us. I love to see on the national, international stage, someone giving their horse their due, you know, because we are a team at the end of the day.
100%. And for those of you that get a chance, hop on the NRHA Facebook page and you will see that shot that I spoke about of Gabriel giving all the honor to the horse. He really enjoys, of course, riding Venom. And he just thinks that TR Get Her Done is a great, great horse. All the horses he rides, I think he feels that way. It was very apparent. So it was a pleasure to have him on for sure. The next guest on our show is Gina Maria Schumacher, also now known as Gina Bachete. She was born in Germany. Rather than following the motorsport path of her family, she fell in love with horses, building on a family tradition from her mother, Karina Schumacher. Gina's career in reining has been stellar. She has earned the status of a million-dollar rider from the NRHA, and in 2025, she secured our Level 4 Non-Pro Futurity Championship aboard her homebred mare, CS Sailor Maid, a crowning achievement for a horse that she both raised and trained herself. Beyond the show pen, Gina represents a unique blend of legacy and innovation. While her surname is globally renowned from motorsport, she has forged a distinct identity in the world of Western riding, combining precision, athleticism, and a dedication to breeding and training reining horses at her family's ranch. So, Gina, I was so lucky. I had the opportunity to come to your XCS ranch just a month ago, and Ian gave my husband, John, and I a tour. What a lovely ranch you have there.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell people a little bit more about your one that is over the pond as well? Could you tell them a little bit more about your ranch there as well as the one in Texas?
So the ranch in Switzerland is also really pretty. I don't know exactly when. We have, I think, 40-some stalls and also three separate barns. We have a spa area. We have a nice big arena and outdoor. It's not as big as the one in Texas, but it's also really pretty, and I really enjoyed riding there.
And you've been hosting some great horse shows at that facility as well.
Yes, we did have the European Affiliate Championships. We had the FEI World Championships. There's been the World Reining now, and it's always been a really nice show.
Well, one day I hope I get to go to Switzerland and see it too.
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, I would love that, Gina. So tell us a little bit more. What is CS Sailor Maid's barn name? What do you call?
Her name is Rosie.
Rosie. I love Rosie. So tell us a little bit more about her. I know she's homebred, raised, and trained by you. What does it feel like to win such a prestigious event on a horse that you had your hand in every step of their upbringing?
It's super rewarding for us, and so my mom wrote more special to be able to do something like that. It's just, you know, how much work is in a horse like this, and just that it works out and to get there, it's hard enough, and so it's just, I don't know, I still can't believe it. It makes me really excited for next year, and it just, I don't know. It's just a really nice feeling.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Rosie's bloodlines?
So her mom is a frozen sailor that we bought in Italy, and she was two, bred by Angelucci. I don't even know. I think it's some her.
I love that. I think we're seeing more and more of that, how there's some cutting bloodlines coming into reining. So I think that that's wonderful as well.
Yeah.
So you have had so many great successes in your career, but here you just won, of course, the non-pro level 4 with a fabulous 221 on this fabulous mare. Tell us a little bit more about why this win is so special.
Well, like you said earlier, it's you know, a homebred, raised, trained mare, and I've been part of her journey from the start to finish. No, it's not finished yet, but you know, from the beginning. So that is extra special to me, because that was always a dream of ours, that we were gonna race and then train and show our horses and do good on them. So that dream came to reality on Saturday night there in Oklahoma City, and it was just It was really nice.
It sure did. And I thought the crowd was wonderful. There was so many people from all over the world there on Saturday night to enjoy your win.
Yeah, it was really, really fun to show. And in that new Coliseum and the stage. So much fun to show when all these people were there on Saturday.
Oh, and they were so loud. It was wonderful. It was very exciting. So every rider, Gina, has a support team behind them, helping them to get the successes that you have. Tell us about your support team.
Oh, we have a very big team, and they're all special and important to us because, you know, they all have an important role to play it just doesn't work without them, you know, especially at the level and how large this place has gotten and how many horses we have.
Yes.
There's just no way to do it without all of them.
Absolutely. And you are recently married to Inn. Tell us a little bit more about that. And then, of course, you have a wonderful new baby. So tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Because
she's how old now? How old
is
the baby?
She is 8 months now.
She's 8 months now. Tell everyone her name.
Her name is Millie.
Millie.
Yeah.
She is wonderful. And she's at all the horse shows. I see her all the time.
Yes, she also has a couple ponies already.
And then when I was driving around your ranch, I also saw donkeys. I mean, you definitely have other equids besides just your fabulous reining horses.
Horses, chicken, donkeys. Now we have cows, too, and longhorns. Oh, it's getting a little out of hand, but, you know, it's fine.
I think it's so good. So, Gina, is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners about how you prepare? Like, is there some special tips as a rider that you do? Do you eat a different diet right before? Do you sleep a different pattern? Do you meditate? What goes on before a big event like this?
You know, it's hard for me to, like, there's not just one thing. It kind of depends on the horses, on the show, on the time of the year. You know, there's not just one thing. I try to do my homework at home with all my horses and get them ready as good as I can. And then once we get to the show, I try and not overdo it. And that's usually how I proceed at horse shows, if that makes any sense.
No, it is. It makes wonderful sense. So now I'm going to go off script for a second and ask you a personal question. What do you guys do during the holidays? How do you celebrate the upcoming holidays?
We're actually leaving today to go to Europe. And we'll spend Christmas over in Spain on a little island that's called Mallorca. And
nice.
After New Year's, we'll come back and we'll start riding and getting back into horse show mode.
Well, I'm so glad you have a little bit of a break. And how can our listeners, Gina, find your ranch? How can they find out more about you and your breeding program? Do you guys have a website, social media? What would you like to share?
Yeah, so we actually have a website, and we have not our spa or rehab center, but that will be something that'll come soon. Us and Instagram, Facebook.
I am so glad you mentioned the spa. My husband and I walked in there, and it is a spa, everybody, for horses. It has everything.
Yeah.
It has. Do you want to explain a little bit more about what is in your spa and rehab center?
Well, we have the saltwater spa from that we know from the horse shows. And then we have an aqua treadmill. So where the horses walk, and you can change the water level. So after an Ecosia Best Box, which is like a cell therapy, we have an inhalation room, you know, for the lungs and with inhalation. And then we got a bunch of, we got a shockwave, a laser. We got a bunch of stuff in there that I would forget one thing if I tried to list them all up.
It sounds to me better than a human spa. I love it.
Yes, the horses are definitely better taken care of than myself, I would say.
Yes. Well, Gita, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you again for your amazing accomplishment, and looking forward to next year.
Thank you. I am too. Thanks for having me.
These competitors really care for their horses as partners, and it is just so overwhelmingly, I don't want to say refreshing, but it's just so great to hear and see.
I know that that's spa, and I'm serious. I walked in there and I went, wow. I mean, and they care for these horses at such an amazing level. I mean, they are their partners in this sport, and it shows. And I loved how Gina said, yeah, better that I take care of myself.
I think that every horse, girl and guy, is going to be LOL same on that line, because I know we agree. All call the vet far before we'll ever take ourselves to the urgent care. You know what I mean?
I think you are absolutely correct on that. Well, for anyone listening, if you want to find out more, NRHA has been doing a podcast now on Horses in the Morning for a few years. You can find that at nrha.com/podcast. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season. And now each of you should go out and have the slide of your life.